Hello there, my dear friends, Mermaid Junkies, Shoal family. I hope you are doing so well. It has been quite a bit of time since I last recorded an episode. I, however, would like to clarify exactly what this new episode is coming up. It's a very short snippet of a journal entry that I had done not long ago when I was trying to flesh out a particular resistance, and I wanted to find clarity within myself. And the only way sometimes that I'm either able to do that is either by recording my voice and then listening to it over, because it helps me to understand things from a second viewpoint or a subjective viewpoint, looking in from an external perspective, or either when I'm sending out a journal entry, when I'm writing things down and then I can later read it, and it helps me to understand where I'm coming from, where my mind is, and where my vibrational energy is. And so I didn't edit this audio at all. It was very much to be something that I left for myself personally. But as I listened to it and I understood and clarified many particular hiccups that I had in my vibration, it helped me to understand so much about myself. And I thought that it might be useful to someone out there listening, that if you have thought about this, you have thought about social media and your alignment, as well as an unworthiness issue, because as you guys know that I've always struggled with an unworthiness issue, and I'm trying to not use the words issue or whatever, but I'm coming from a place of good and coming from a place of trying to dissect my life and understand things in with regards to emotions and things of that nature. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. I very much apologize for the lag when I'm trying to, say something or put my words together correctly, but I hope that you can overlook that and just listen with the intent for me to try to clarify in my own life, because this was basically, like I said, a personal journal audio, and I hope that it clarifies things for you. I hope that it will maybe create a resolve in your energetic flow, or if you happen to, have ever thought about this particular thing with regards to spirituality and, like I said, Instagram or social media, and a worthiness issue. So I hope you enjoy. Ciao. I think once again, here is another thing that I would like to flesh out and try to recognize where my resistance lies in this particular situation. Now, over the weekend, I found a darling old Victorian Florida cracker home on 21 acres, which is located in my town, Brooksville, Florida. And it has 19 and a half acres of pine trees, which could be harvestable, which would be great money for having the property. And I was excited. I know the house is not worth a lot. It's 117 years old, but I love it because it's a Florida cracker house and it was built in the Victorian era. And so as you well know, I also have been eyeing and having my dream, which is to live in Carmel, California, in the Flanders Mansion. And I have this belief about this home, but I'm wondering now why I would be searching in Brooksville, my hometown, to find a house to live on. I mean, property to live on and have land and all of that, when my greatest desire has been to live in Carmel, California. And I really have not wanted my idea or desires to fade in regards to that particular desire and dream. And I heard Abraham speak in a workshop just recently about having your belief as well as your emotion have to line up together in order for a manifestation to appear. So that got me to thinking that even over the weekend, I'm already second guessing my belief about living in Flanders. Here are my reasons why I believe that I may have to do some focus wheels on this to try to flesh out and understand where my disconnection is. I think because I was married for 25 years, that a common and very, very active belief in my vibration was always me never getting what I wanted and living in the homes that I desired. I always wanted to live in a, you know, turn of the century or a Victorian home. And each time that we did, which was only once, well, actually twice maybe, for a short stints of time, was an actual very, very difficult and horrible time in my life and in my marriage, as well as I never got to really live in the homes very long because my husband was very quick and on the heels of moving. So we didn't get to stay in those homes very long because my ex-husband did not like that kind of home. He did not like the old homes. He did not like, didn't want to have anything to do with fixing homes up. And so I think I still have that active vibration, and I've transferred that belief onto my husband now, which I know that he loves old homes. I know that he likes new homes, not super modern, but I think once again, if I had the financial well-being and the financial funds for myself, I believe that I would feel clearly that I was able to have what I wanted because I could buy what I wanted. Does that make any sense? And I think that's what I'm recognizing, is that I feel that the restriction in the financial gain is actually chaining me down and putting me in bondage, because I'm believing that, I think, so maybe what I'm doing right now is actually fleshing out this belief that I have, that just because I have the money, or just because, doesn't mean that I will actually get the home. I will get the home regardless of what happens with accordance to my desire, because the only thing that has to line up is my desire and my belief and my emotion about it. And so I think what I'm understanding is that belief is hindering me from believing that I can actually have Flanders, because I can't foresee how that will actually work out. I can't foresee, my book has not been picked up by a big publishing company. It has not given me a contract for the next six books that I have, you know, on cue to write. And I think that because it didn't happen immediately, that now I'm second guessing my desire, and the emotion is going along with it. But then again, is my emotion going along with it? Because I still believe, honestly, I believe, oh my gosh, my book is going to be found by someone. I really believe that. I do believe that wholeheartedly, but I think my emotion isn't matching up with it. So now I'm starting to second guess the fact that, oh, I'm allowing those little thoughts to creep in, which would be, oh, Jeffrey's not going to want to live at Flanders. He doesn't have any family in California. He's never lived there. He's never lived out of the state of Florida. He's been here his whole life. He's not going to want to live in an old fixer-upper mansion that needs to be restored. We don't have the equity. We don't have the financial assets to be able to do this or accomplish this goal, which and then turns and makes me feel uneasy and I wobble. And so I wonder if any other people deal with this particular thing. And I think that's why people love to sit in the hot seat for Abraham Hicks, is because they're able to flush out this particular upset or wobble in their emotional vibration with regards to desires and wants. And the thing that really, really stimulated my recognizing what I'm doing, because I know every time I've never had a wobble and my belief and emotion is lined up, I've gotten exactly what I wanted, but I've always taken the long route to it. And so I want to be able to skip taking the long route. You know, I'm swimming a channel when I only need to swim across the river. And I want to figure out how to continually do that. And I know that it's an ever ongoing process, because I think that some people that have that fleshed out in maybe financial gain or financial abundance may have difficulty in the same particular area if you're going to reverse that, or not reverse it, but if you're going to transfer that onto particularly something like love. And I think I'm realizing that, and it's actually quite exciting, because if I can recognize that, listen to what I have just said, play that over in my mind, and try to recognize and maybe do some focus wheels on that, I will be able to accomplish and realize that my self-worthiness doesn't rely on my manifestations, which I think, how often do we do that? We put our ability to manifest something onto our worthiness. You know, oh, you don't have a lot of Instagram followers, so you must be a crappy person. You know, you're putting out all this great content, Raquel. Like, this is what I'm telling myself inside, right? I'm putting out all this valuable content and really making someone think and have that thought process. And then I'm like, but there's not very many people that are following my page. I mean, I'm getting 5,000 impressions, but one or two followers here and there. And it makes no sense to me. And then I think, you know what? I remember another workshop that I went to from Abraham Hicks. And she said, or Abraham said in there, that why has it been, you know, 150 years since we've had these spiritual guru people, that it seems like a long time coming that people will believe all of these wonderful world-renowned people that are so famous, you know, from Rumi and Jesus and Buddha and all of these, like Christ. Yeah, I mean, I said Jesus, but these people, and why people are not quick to be on the heels to believing and, you know, carrying on this type of legacy or whatever. And I think it's because exactly what Abraham said in that workshop was that people aren't mentally there yet. Still, that we have this ability to understand this kind of thing, and people are still reluctant and apprehensive to believe in such an extraordinary comprehension of intellect and belief about their worth, as well as feeling this sense of being such a spiritual thought leader in this day and age, even still, because people are very reluctant to change, to embrace things that are odd, like an oddity or different. And most people still go with the old belief of, you know, religion and that being the main catalyst to change. And so I think that there's a lot of resistance in that. I wish just for a moment I could feel, and I think that that's when we feel like that the most, is that there's pure alignment, is when we are meditating. And so that is, I think, what I need to do and continually do that. I was very much manifesting swiftly things into my life when I first was divorced. And I believe that that's the reason, is because I was meditating sometimes twice a day. Not that I needed to, but I just loved the feeling of it. And I loved the ability to get into alignment. And it felt so so wonderful that it became almost an addiction to me. And I need to get back to that. And I think that that's really what stimulates my growth and progress as far as my expansion and understanding things, especially with my resistance to manifesting my desires and wants. And that is a fun part. And I think that's one thing that we need to recognize as well, is that it's fun to manifest things. That's not the main reason that we came here, but it is an actual large part of why we came here, to expand and to manifest, to desire to manifest, because it's actually the manifestation is actually creating in us this ability to create, which is what we came to do, is to create and expand. And the only way that we can expand is through creation. So I'm not quite sure if this is serviceable to any of you. Once again, this was only intended for a journal audio entry, but I think that it's very, very good information. I also think that it's a very good tactical way to look at, perhaps if you're having struggles with manifesting and not understanding where the wobble is in your vibration. So the belief and the desire, the belief and the emotion have to line up, and then you are on the heels of manifesting. So let's remember that. So I hope this was helpful. And like I said, I hope this served you. I know that it's going to serve me. And as always, most affably yours to my next swim. Ciao. Hello, my dear friends, mermaid junkies, shoal family. I am coming to you again once to... Hello, dear friends, mermaid junkies, shoal family. I wanted to come to you again today just so that I can be quite aware within my own inner being that as I'm trying to do this podcast and my YouTube channel and my blog and all of those different things to make my business wonderful and successful, I wanted to share with you another journal entry. And the reason that I'm doing this is because I feel that my energy is very clear and I'm focused when I'm actually writing in my journal, because I don't feel like I have to be etiquettely inclined, and I seem to take away all of the resistance that I normally would have when I'm just recording something just, you know, out of nowhere, or something that's continually predicted or scheduled in my planner. So the reason that I wanted to share this with you is because I feel that I've really been able to flush out quite a number of resistance, you know, quite a bit of resistance recently in my life with regards to being a published author. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that I wrote down. So if it seems like I'm speaking like first person and then third or whatnot, it's because this was exactly the words that came out of my journal. And since I feel like I had such a good overwhelming response from my last two entries on my podcast, that perhaps that's proof in the pudding, so to speak, that when I'm coming off of the cuff and just doing it naturally in the way that I'm expressing myself, just trying to figure out things in my life, that it actually comes across more authentic and more transparent. So, like I said, I wanted to share this with you and hope that you gain some sense of acknowledgement or some sort of like understanding for your own personal voyage in life and your spiritual journey. So, if you guys aren't followers of Abraham Hicks, you might well know that if you aren't, or if you are, Abraham Hicks, or speaking through Esther, has a book, Ask and It Is Given. And in that book, she has many practices that Abraham spoke through her to give us as human beings to flush out and recognize things about ourselves. So one of the things, the little practices that I have done for quite some time has been to create a list where it says, wouldn't it be nice if? And that is supposed to help us to get into the alignment, so to speak, of receiving manifestations or understanding what's happening with our energy. So I'm going to continue off from there. And this is what I was doing in my journal entry. And it kind of flowed into me recognizing a few things in my vibration. So here it goes. Wouldn't it be nice? I received a note of sorts from a publishing company. I was gifted enough money to set me at ease for a time being, and it released my stress of feeling the need to produce. I'm reading this, and it makes me curious if I'm still seeking the manifestation to be happy. My book made me very, very happy, but it hasn't brought me the amount of money that I have wanted. I heard Abraham or Esther speak through, saying to a writer once, "Do I need the book deal to inspire the book, or the book deal will inspire the book?" Does that make sense? Is it the opposite? Well, I'm writing the second book, and I wrote the first book without caring if I didn't have a book deal. I think somewhere along the line, my vibration is off, and here is why. If we aren't sure what our energy is most of the time, myself included, the proof is in what is manifesting right now. I have the best energy when it comes to my art, my writings, my home, and my relationship with Jeffrey. It's so easy. It's beautiful, and it flows without hardly any efforts at all. It feels like it's effortless, anyway, to me. Money is a learned thing. Where I get netted is that I've realized two significant things. One is that in order to feel self-worth or receive love, I needed to possess money. Because as a young girl, unknowingly, my parents, my father especially, gave me attention and love if money was involved. My ex had money, so therefore I felt accepted and that I had a sense of self-worth. Mindset is provide money or gifting with money, and you, or should I say, I was loved and accepted. Also meaning wealth equaled my worth. The other thing I've recognized is that to manifest, I equate manifesting with worth, my self-worth, my value as a person. The reason for this, I believe, is having to constantly prove myself with everything that I've ever done in my entire life. For example, if you're wealthy, Raquel, then you have nice things externally. You drive a nice car, a nice home, you have nice clothes, you carry nice handbags, you have well-behaved children, they attend the best schools, etc., etc. Then you need to prove that, right? Or you have a cute house. Well, if you do, then prove it. Show pictures. I want to see it then. You have a great marriage? Okay, prove it. I want to see you two together looking very happy in your photographs. I think, and so I ended with that. I hadn't finished writing it, you guys, but I think the thing that I've recognized is that those two significant things is that in order for me to want to manifest, and the reason that I've wanted to manifest so greatly is because I feel like I've always had to prove myself. And the only way that I can have or receive love from other people is to prove my worth through tangible things. And what I've learned is I think that I'm so excited and happy that I've been able to flesh this out and recognize these things. And so I think once again, I'm learning that along my voyage, had I have had all of these things unfold for me, right? If I would have had somebody like call me up the week that I self-published my book, or I were to have manifested everything that I've ever wanted with just like, you know, in a whip stitch, I think I would have overlapsed and not been able to recognize the purpose. I mean, the process of this. And I think how often we go through life and we use ways, and a lot of people use money to supersede the experience in life, right? It's kind of like going on a trip. Okay, well, you're at home, but you're going to go on this beautiful, you know, trip or cruise or something. Just pretend that you're going on a cruise, but you're already home. And so it's like, okay, well, then why do you even need to go on the trip? Because if your ultimate destination is to be back at home, which we know that that's the case, then what's the point of going on the trip? The point of going on the trip, the point of taking this voyage or journey in life, is to experience all the ebbs and flows of everything, to enjoy the beautiful scenery, to enjoy the wonderful water, to enjoy every experience that we're going to experience along the way. Because what good is life? It's an eternity of a process. And I think that that's the thing that I've also understood, is that there's no end. There's no ending to my life. There's no ending to my journey. And I think we're so end-oriented as human beings that we forget about all of the little parts of it that are making these things happen. Or like I said before, with me recognizing, if I would have had the book deal immediately, or if I would have had the, you know, the manifestations immediately, I would have forego learning all of the reasons that what's been keeping me from my manifesting and achieving the things that I have yet to achieve, because I wouldn't know. Therefore, I would not know or understand what is happening within me. And so anyway, I hope this served you. I hope that it made sense. And I would love it if you would subscribe to my, you know, podcast. That would be wonderful. And if not, just swim along whenever you feel needful or desirable to do so. And I hope that I can inspire you along your way and along your personal voyage. And as always, most affably yours, till my next swim. Ciao.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.